So last October, in the small desert town of Cave Creek, Arizona, an event took place called Running of the Bulls America, which is modeled after the bull run in Pamplona, Spain, and immortalized by Ernest Hemingway in The Sun Also Rises. Participants are literally chased by dozens of 1,500-pound rodeo bulls with names like Bloody Money and Doomsday for a quarter of a mile. Some people see the run as romantic. I guess those are the participants. While others think it's really insane and possibly cruel to the animals. All agree that it's a dream come true for thrill seekers and adrenaline junkies. Joining us to talk about the event is Phil Immordino, organizer of the Running with the Bulls USA. Welcome to Two Boomer Babes, Phil.
Well, appreciate you having me. Thanks for calling.
Well, Phil, the big question is why. I mean, I can think of a lot of ways to get thrills, but, you know, being chased by a bull wouldn't really be high in the list. So why do people do this?
Well, it's amazing. Maybe not high in the list for you, but top of the list, a bucket list for a lot of boomers.
Right.
Because, you know, keep in mind that this event has been going on in Spain for 400 years. People hear about it, they see it on the news, but who can afford, you know, not everyone can afford to go over to Spain. So a lot of people have said, you know, we want to do it here. And so give us that opportunity so we don't have to spend $3,000 or $4,000 to go to Spain. So believe it or not, it's an adrenaline rush for a lot of folks. And they've had it on their bucket list, and now we're giving them the opportunity to check that one off.
Boy, I can't imagine. That certainly wouldn't be on my bucket list.
No,
no offense,
know,
Phil.
And really not mine either.
My gosh.
We don't like roller coasters.
I don't like being maimed or killed.
Yeah, I know. Horn in the back or the butt doesn't sound too exciting.
And I'm not crazy about animals in general. So,
well, they're big, 1,500 pounds. So, Phil, how many runners actually participated last October? Tell us about some of those crazy people in that race.
It was really, really fun. And I don't know if you had a chance to see any footage, but we had over 1,000 runners.
Wow.
And we're pleased with that because that really was our goal. And they really were all types. I mean, we had young fraternity guys who just wanted to get out there and show off to their buddies. We had retired individuals who just wanted a thrill. We've had people that have been doing this with us all four times. We've done this the fourth time. We've had ladies who just wanted to get away from the kids for the weekend. I mean, it was across the board. And
they must have
really
been
fun.
Some desperate mothers.
Yeah, what happened to going to the spa?
Well, I have a feeling that some of these mothers said, hey, I want to relax, so I'm going to get away from the kids and run with bulls.
Get chased by bulls. Oh, my goodness.
They must really have terrible children.
terrible twos and threes, I think, is what I heard. But
Are all those,
you know,
cowboys running?
Ooh. What was really fun is some of the costumes that they wore. We had people dressed up as business executives. We had people dressed up as Thing One and Thing Two. We had people dressed up as ostriches. It was just fun to watch, and people had a great time.
So, Phil, what advice do you give to these novice bull runners? Is there like an info session, or do you just say run like
you've
like
never
ATL
run before?
Double hobby sticks.
We say stay out of the way. No, actually, you know, we are fortunate. We had Jason who had run in Spain many, many years and runs every year. He was kind of our ambassador, and we had about a 10-minute segment right before every run where we kind of went through the process and how it worked and some, you know, little tips and techniques on how to, you know, keep it safe. And you know, we told the people to not just take this for granted, to be in shape, to be watching behind them, watching for the person in front of them, and have fun with it. And I think the way they had fun, and the real objective here is to run as far as you can next to a bull, ideally with your hand on the shoulder of the bull. So that was really the objective, and some people listened, and some people got in the way and got trampled, but it was really fun to watch.
Oh, yeah, the trampling.
And what about those antlers? What if he turns his head and gores you?
Well, antlers, I don't know if we saw any antlers.
Or whatever they're called.
Antlers? I don't think they're antlers.
Horns.
Santa's got the antlers. In fact, we're thinking about doing the running of the deer next year.
Running of the reindeer.
A winter event, you know.
Okay, those long things that can gore you and kill you. The horns.
You know, again, these they all had horns for the most part. The horns are not the same as the ones in Spain. The ones in Spain are really sharp and really long and really pointed. These bulls are rodeo bulls, so the horns were, you know, kind of shaved off. There was nothing sharp, but you know, they're still hard. They still hurt. And but they're not going to, you know, really gore anybody or kill anybody. So it's a little bit different. But I'm telling you, it's still exciting to run in front of a 1,500-pound animal because you don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, I just can't imagine.
It's crazy.
Well, what you also offer advice about what not to do. What are some of the don'ts?
Well, obviously, you don't want to be too drunk. You don't want to be on drugs. We tell people you're not allowed to do that, mainly because our insurance companies tells us to tell them not to do that. You know, we encourage you to wear, you know, not to wear, you know, tight clothing or uncomfortable clothing that's not going to give you the freedom to run. We encourage them not to wear, you know, flip-flops and
not to pick up their cell phones when they drop them. And
yeah, not to carry things you know, while they're running. There was people that ignored that and carried briefcases and cameras and video cams and stuff like that. But, you know, it makes it a lot more dangerous. So we told them not to do that. Plus, you know, their waiver says don't do that. So if anybody was carrying a camera, got trampled, and then decided to sue us, that would be one more thing that, you know, wouldn't allow them to even get to court. So there's definitely some do nots, you know, in the Running of the Bulls.
Okay. We are speaking with Phil Immordino, organizer of the Running with the Bulls USA events, which is modeled after the legendary Running of the Bulls in Pamplona, Spain. So, Phil, you were talking about this waiver that people have to sign before they participate. I mean, I would imagine, how many pages is this thing? Like 20? And do you need a lawyer to look it over?
You know, it's funny, and I'd love to send you a copy of it. And it's also published on our website, runwiththebullsusa.com. But it's 7 pages, and it basically says in bold print about 100 times, you can't sue us. So initial here, you can't sue us. So that's basically what it says.
Okay. So you don't need a legal team before you participate in this thing, huh?
No, not unless
you do, but not the participants.
I think you need a psychiatrist, not a legal team.
That's helpful. But I can tell you, you know, this again is the fourth time, and we get anywhere from 800 to 1,000 runners, and there's never even been an inkling. People know what they're getting into. It's like any adrenaline, you know, event, whether you're jumping out of a plane or, you know, driving a race car. You know, you know what you're getting yourself into, and you can't sue anybody. You're doing this at your own risk.
Yeah. So, Phil, is there a cost to this fun-loving event?
Yes. The only minimal cost is a simple $25, which gets you 1/4 of a mile adrenaline rush and a free Running of the Bulls T-shirt.
Sounds like a deal.
Wow.
Such a deal.
Maybe we'll have to do that just because it's such a bargain.
Well, I'd rather just get the T-shirt. I think I'd skip the bull thing.
Okay. Well, now on a more serious note, we do understand that, you know, you all get your share of criticism from animal rights activists.
Yes.
How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, first of all, I hate to say this, but some of the extreme animal rights activists have really just cried wolf too many times. You know, they complain about the zoo. They complain about the circus. They complain about rodeos. And one thing I tell them is that these bulls are the stars of the show. And they're treated like royalty. There's no stress. In fact, the bulls love this. They love to chase people. They love to go for a little stroll in the park. You know, they love to get out and get a little exercise.
And gore a few people here and there.
Gore a few people. This is their opportunity.
Trample
to get
a
back
few.
At the
people. Throw them around here and there.
That's right.
This is, you know, we don't prod them with electric shocks. We don't, you know, it's a.
They
it's
don't a, get hurt in any way.
They don't get hurt. It's really. You know, I think, you know, we treat them better than the people.
Okay. Do you ever get repeat customers or do most people see it as a thrill of a lifetime or maybe even as a warm-up for the bull run in Spain?
I think we get a little of each. It's been fun for me to see some of the people that come back year after year and say, Phil, we love this. We're going to continue to be with you every year. And then we get some who say, no big deal. I'm not going to do it next year. I haven't heard the story that they're warming up for Spain, but I'm sure if they loved it, they're going to say, I'm going to take this to the next level and take it to Spain. Spain's a lot more dangerous. I mean, they have 7,000 people all drunk stumbling over each other, and they only have 12 bulls. So, that's a scary thing. More scared about trampling by the people, you know.
Well, Phil Immordino, organizer of the Running with the Bulls USA events, thanks so much for joining the Two Boomer Babes, and I don't think we'll be seeing you anytime soon in Arizona, no offense.
Well, unless it's a Canyon Ranch.
Listen, if you want some big ratings, you need to be running next year.
Oh,
it's
okay.
The
babes, we could do...
I want those little bulls to have some, like, something warm and fuzzy on their antlers.
Foam
on their antlers.
I'm going to put tennis balls next year for you two.
Couldn't we just do the ones where you put the quarters in the machine and we could pretend?
One of those. Mechanical bulls.
Mechanical bulls.
You whiplash, Kathy.
All right, we'll be looking out for the running of the reindeer, too, so keep that.
Okay.
All right, ladies.
Thanks, Phil.
Take care.
You are listening to Two Boomer Babes.